Zer chapter on Mishnah 6, Makom She Nahagu Limcho Behema Daka Lagoim. In a place where the custom is to sell small animals to non-Jews, he says this is a repetition of a Mishnah we did in Pesachim. Right, where you're allowed, in a place where they were accustomed to sell small animals to non-Jews, Moichen, you could sell the small animal. And Makom She Nahagu Shelo Limcho, in a place where you are accustomed not to sell them, Ein Moichen, so a person wasn't permitted to sell. There's actually different opinions as to what this is aimed at. Some say it's linked to the following prohibition on large animals, and some say it's actually a completely separate prohibition against bestiality, that it's in certain places. So the custom there was that there was bestiality happening, so they didn't want to sell them the animals because this is what they were being used for. So, and in other places where that wasn't what they used to do, so you could sell them the animals. And other Mephoshim say, no, it's linked to the next piece of the Mishnah, which is Bechol Makom Ein Moichen Lehem Behem Gasa. In all places, you couldn't sell them a large animal, Agalim or Siachim, or calves, or foals, Shleimim or Shfurin, whether they in a good condition or maimed. And Rebbe Yehuda Matar B'Shfur, he says you could sell them maimed ones, or Ben Besaira Matar B'Sus. Ben Besaira says you could sell them a horse. And wow, what's going on over here? So this has got to do with Shabbos Halochas. And the thing with Shabbos Halochas, you know, you're not allowed to work your animal on Shabbos. Your animal is not allowed to do Meloch on Shabbos. So the rabbis were worried that to prevent you from leasing your animal to the non-Jew, right? He rents your animal for Saturday morning to plow his field. You're not allowed to do that. So to prevent that from happening, there was a gezeira instituted on selling these kind of large animals. That's the one thing. And the other thing is that they were worried that if you sold an animal near to the non-Jew just before Shabbos, and like Shabbos comes in and he wants to see, you know, your animal, so you like call the animal to you and you end up doing a melocha with your animal on Shabbos. So this prohibition was actually got to do with Shabbos melocha when it comes to large animals. These are work animals.